wife had a cancer scare, and she had some minor little surgery for it. And I don't know, I kind of went off it, and I guess I'm an emotional leader, I guess. But I've been back on it, and I've lost 16 pounds in the last 3 weeks. But I am interested in the plans.
Okay, let's find out who else is on with us. And we've had several people join us. And if you would give your points, if you're tracking as you're coming in, that would be absolutely wonderful.
This is Clay. I got a 10.
Good for you. Well, I needed to say also, this is Char Rogers from Portland, Oregon, or outside of Portland, the big city metropolis of Corbin, Oregon. And we are just very excited. So who else have we got besides Way and Clem and Mary Dean on the call so far?
Mary Dean's here, and I have a 10. I'm from Washington, Seattle area, and glad to hear Mary Dean. So excited.
Sounds good, Mary Lou. And? Oh, we're going to have a quiet group this morning. A few of us are going to be vocal. Well, let me just say, in regards to what Mary Dean has said, and Mary Dean has said so far, and Way, the big difference. What's the big difference between what we're doing? First, I probably would be good for people that are newer to let you know that the purpose of the Advanced Lifestyle Call is to provide the most current nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. And what we all know is that when better health is attained, all areas of your life are impacted. And the people that you're hearing talk today are part of a study pilot group because we're still looking and pulling pieces together on all of this information that is quite different than what we've done in the regular lifestyle calls for the previous 5 years or more. Actually, or more is the better word for it. And what we're looking at and what we're embracing is the China Study, a book done by, authored by Colin Campbell. And it's utilizing, we're utilizing both the wellness technology available in that, the wellness information available in that book, as well as a very advanced wellness technology products that NECAN has developed. And in the study, you will find very early on that it is the largest nutritional study ever conducted in the world, over 880 million participants. So just remember, this doesn't obligate you to do anything. You may be just looking, and thank you for joining us as your guest. Guys, if you can mute out your background noise, probably some of you are fixing breakfast and moving around the house and so forth. That'll make it easier for everybody to hear. I thank you for doing that in advance. So the only thing that we do ask is if you benefit from anything you've heard or learned on these calls, please pass the number on to others so they can have the same information. And we thank you for allowing us to enter your home or office or car or wherever you might be at this time. So what was going through my brain this morning as we were just making these early comments was the difference. And the comment that we hear over and over when people diet, and I don't necessarily like that word because it usually indicates on, off, the challenge we've had, including myself, is maintaining where we want to be. Now, what do I see as the biggest difference in this? I'll give you from the brain end of it, and that is when you have enough vital information, and I mean vital to you and your health, I believe the way you deal with that information will be different than if it's not quite as important to you, or not quite as convincing, or not quite as, you know, maybe you're like I am, you want a little bit more scientific research. I have seen happen on my end, and so far, I know we're not very long into this for the group. A lot of people that are doing this very same thing right now are long-term into it around the world, and especially in this country. When that happens, I cannot imagine going back to where I was. And for me, it probably doesn't seem like a big difference to many of you that know me, but I will say I have never in my life maintained so easily where I knew I should be. Okay, we still have a really loud scratch. Okay, we still have a really loud scratch going on, so somebody that's not muted, maybe you could mute that.
And that's with what a star six, Char?
Pardon?
That's a star six, correct?
Oh, thank you, star six. Thank you, Mary Lou. If you'll hit a star six, it'll mute you and make it clear for everybody if someone's moving around. Well, I know probably many of you are moving around, but anyway. And when you want to talk again, just hit star six and it'll bring you right in. So anyway, that's the difference I see, is that we are all, as human beings, about education and information that can be vital to our lives. And I can't imagine anyone truly not wanting to know this. They may not be interested at first glance or first approach, but I can't imagine anyone wanting to choose a different path in your life than to be the very healthiest possible in the easiest, most economical way you could ever achieve that. So I'll add that. So I bet that stimulates some thoughts from some people already on the line that are just jumping to share an idea, an experience, a question.
Monty, are you here today?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you going to share?
Please, don't keep me in the dark.
You're never going to call me again.
You got that right. Never will I call you again, period.
Please,
will I come out of my doctor's office and be excited and call you ever again.
Oh, this is getting better, Monty, please.
Well, as you know, I really kind of started this program pretty much in May, okay? And we were talking and how we're reading, and that is through Campbell and McDougall and Esselstyn, that, you know, if we can get our cluster levels down, that our possibilities of, I should say, heart attack and stroke are real low, quite low, and so that he set some set points. So, and Char, when you started the program, you asked us all to go out and get our blood work done and do whatever. So, of course, I did that. But I have dropped 46 cholesterol points since since April. On the 18th of April, my cholesterol was 213. As of 7, and as of 6:20, my cholesterol, which was, I'd been on the program full then, about 30-some days, had dropped to 190, and I went in just the other day, 725, and my total cholesterol was 167. So I've dropped 46 points in my cholesterol levels, and everything else is looking good. My triglycerides on 725 was 84. My HDLs was 46, and my LDLs was 104. I was on 725. And those are fluctuating a little bit, but everything is basically dropping, and I'm just so excited about it. And it has absolutely nothing to do with medication. It's all got to do strictly with eliminating the animal-based products, which is animal flesh and the dairy products totally. And also, I am on no oils at all.
No oil. Oh.
No, the only oil that I'm putting in my body at this time is the Kins and Men's and the joint.
Wow.
Now, thanks, Monty.
Thank you, Mary Lou.
That is worth everybody knowing, because if your blood work is changing that much, you know you're heading in the right direction. So.
Well, Yeah, that's kind of the way I am. You know, when you read things and research things, and the China study brought all that out on basically where disease is coming from and whatever, and I think we all, if we have a problem or we want to be as healthy as we can do, if you're serious about that, you will do some things that are different than what you're doing. And Char bringing this and Ruth bringing this China study to us has really opened up my eyes, and all we've done is, is tweaking the lifestyle. You know, I look at it strictly as a lifestyle program. I know we call it the advanced lifestyle, but the only difference between the two, in my opinion, is we just eliminate the animal and the dairy products, and we're not concerned about portions. And I'm basing my main meals around, all my meals are basically around starches, instead of protein.
Wow, that's all I can say. You know, the thought that was going through my mind was that you're going to be setting the doctors and regular MDs that, you know, don't understand, or I shouldn't say they don't understand, they're just not aware of this information. You're going to be sending them into a panic when you look at your total cholesterol of 167, because I remember what mine said when I said, you know, when he told me it was, mine was, one, oh, now I can't remember, was it 187 or 197, 187 I think it was, and assumed or said that was incredible, an incredible count for, you know, for me, and I said, I don't think so. You're bordering right on where the Chinese have been for years. I mean, getting close to that mark that they do as their high. And we in this country consider it a very low, and that's about 150, if I'm recalling the numbers correct, guys. Am I? Yep. I think so. So, boy, can't get much better than that. Well,
Char, this is the first time that I've, you know, I've worked with my doctor on the lifestyle program, and, you know, he was amazed at that and everything else. But the other day was the first time that I think me and my doctor, I guess my doctor kind of rolled his eyes. I have not seen him since I had this blood work done, but before I left his office to go over and get this blood work done, which he had to write a something for it to take over to the lab. I told him, I said, you know, I said, I've really been doing some research, and I've been reading the book, The China Study, and I said, I've finally figured out that if you want to lower cholesterol in your body, that the only way you can get, your liver produces the cholesterol that we need. I know I said this the other day, but I'll say it again. But any time we eat animal, put any more cholesterol in our body, it just basically goes into the, and he even said, yeah, it goes into the veins. And I said, that's right. I said, so, Doc, I said, if that's true, then all we got to do is eliminate additional cholesterol going into our body. And the only way I'm getting that is through my animal or dairy products. I said, because plant-based foods have absolutely no cholesterol in them whatsoever. And he kind of looked at me and he kind of rolled his eyes, you know, like, you know, I guess maybe he thought I was putting him down, like, geez, Doc, you know, you can't figure that out, and you've had all this medical education and everything else, but that's the first time that he's ever rolled his eyes at me and kind of made me feel like he thought I might have been a little wacky about this. But I'm going to be so thrilled now to go back in another 30 days when I've already got another appointment set up, to go back into this blood work and to go over this blood work with him, because I go get my blood work and everything after it's in his office. I want to get the actual reports and bring them home, and I've got them right here in front of me so I can see everything, what I've got, and he and I are going to sit down and discuss it.
You realize that every 6 weeks you've gotten rid of 23 points of cholesterol?
That was the amazing thing. From, you know, in my I had my blood work done on 6/20, and I had lost 23 from basically the April one. But then in this one, I've lost, so the one on 7/25, I lost exactly another 23 points.
That's kind of eerie.
Yeah, my triglycerides.
That's how much I lost, too, remember?
Yep, and my triglycerides in June was 109, and my triglycerides in July, the 25th, was 84. And my HDL was 54, it went to 46, and my LDLs went from 114 to 104. That was just in 30 days.
Your HDL also went down.
Yep. And that's, I don't want to get into that on this call, but Dr. McDougall kind of explains why your HDL might fluctuate upwards when you first start this, but eventually it will start to drop back down in a proper manner.
Now, was that from a DVD or one of his books when you referred to McDougall?
I think I read it in his one of his newsletters because I went in and searched his site for cholesterol levels and or whatever it might be. And I think I might have heard it on one of his DVDs, too.
Okay, would you give the website for everybody, Monty?
Yeah, it's just Dr. D.R. McDougall, MacDougall.com. And there's any information you want in there. You can go in and search and put in any information you want. Quite a bit of free stuff in there if you even like to look at one of his DVDs. You know, we talked about how food is so easy to prepare. If you just go into his home page there and then scroll down, and I don't have it up in front of me here right now, but there's a little free DVD there that shows it says McDougall Made Easy. It says 14 practical health lessons and great cooking demonstrations. If you want to see a nice way to make go in and just click on a view a short clip from this DVD, it's free of charge. There's got a couple more free ones there you can click on, too. Very interesting and full of knowledge and information on that site.
Now, is that MAC or just MC?
Well, let me see. I got
MC.
It up. Excuse me, it's MC.
Thank you. McDougall was MC.
Is it Dr. McDougall or just...
DR for Dr. McDougall, MCDOUGALL.com. Yeah, mm-hmm. I know how frustrating it is when you get one letter off and it doesn't pull for you. So, Monty, I am so excited for you.
Well, I'm excited too because just between a few on this call, we're getting some other good results in another situation too.
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Oh, and this is what makes it so simple. It's the same, but it's not the same. When I say it's not the same, we're not doing any counting. We're not worrying about any of these things or even thinking about them. The simple basics of a good variety of your veggies. Now, when you say your starches, that still is coming from your plant-based, of course, but it's not interfering with the way we used to think that we had to restrict down to zero, in a lot of cases, those foods that were higher starches. I had a whole ear of raw corn on the cob last night that was the sweetest, and, you know, I wouldn't do this with most corn, even fresh. Especially from the store, organic or otherwise, because I've never had the flavor, but happened on to that. Now, I would not for years have sat and ate a whole large, very mature ear of corn, let alone raw. I just wouldn't have done it. It would have been just way too much. This morning I get up, I'm still below my goal weight. What I had set previously for my goal weight, I don't think it's probably a realistic goal weight for me. More now, again, you guys, don't go negative on me just because I've looked thin. That doesn't mean that I've had nearly as healthy a body as I could have had. Okay, so that doesn't count for all points. What you see is not always what you get.
Yeah,
and that is true all over the world. Just because people are thin does not mean they're in an extremely healthy state or even in a healthy state at all.
Hi, Scott.
Yes.
I can attest to that. You know, if people look at me, just perfect figure, everything else, but they don't know that I wake up with very painful all over because of many car accidents, and I also suffer from yeast infection really severely. So you name all the creams, I've got it. So since being on the Avance, just removing everything else, I treat the food like a drug, and I have gained 3 more pounds, which I intended, because at first when I started, I was losing a couple, and said, oh, no, this is not the way I want to do it. I needed an extra few pounds to gain, so I play around with the food to gain, because I know what food I need to put in to gain. I know exactly where, since being on lifestyle for, 4 years, pretty much a year after you relaunched, I've been on the lifestyle, and I've been eating lifestyle ever since, but I guess taking the next step. I have no more yeast problem. I've been taking the joint twice for the whole, it must be 50 days now. I started at around the 10th of June, So overall, I feel really great, and I have not wake up with painful body at all. And I hadn't even put extra magnets on my body. But yeah, overall, I feel really good, and the variety is incredible. And answer to Mary Lou's question the other day about weight loss is my friend Slim Parag, she wrote a book, Slim Parag, she actually wrote several charts for, foods that you can eat that you can lose weight. I mean, this is talking about the greens, and then a certain one you can eat up to maintain, and then the other one is, if you want to gain, if you have more variety of, and those are really good chart. I might photocopy and give it to you. But it goes through with the how you read the glycemic index. But yeah, no.
If you have that information to share, if you'll send it to me, everybody that's on the list will receive it then.
I had one case of yeast infection since, because I knew the day before I had some extra sweet stuff, and the next morning I just, upped the grade J Greenzyme and more greens that day, and totally cure. What I mean is, it just totally went away without any potion or lotion. So really, and my cholesterol, believe it or not, I had a test of 200 and it must be 40-something. It's shocking. This is before the advanced lifestyle, so I haven't yet gone back to have a check, but I know it's probably gone the way down. I was so surprised that figure that I was throwing at me, even though I was on, lifestyle and anything else. So, but I think the daily diligence of the walking meditation and the advanced lifestyle just make a big change on how I feel overall. But yeah, even my collar looks much better as well.
Well, let me just say that whey is a RN also coming out of the medical field or in the medical field, however you want to say it. So we take her information with that medical background also. So guys, we have a big job to do, and as I'm thinking about that, before you start running in different directions to do what's necessary to do at this time of the day in your life, I want to tell you, somebody from my past popped in the other day. We had a wonderful conversation. I had thought of this person and was reminded again of the difference in her background that she had stuck with over years and years of her lifetime, and she is going to be on the call on Monday. And so another little different direction, but I will say her story and what happened to her and her son is so dramatic, and it's just the simple part. Now, she is utilizing Meekens products. It's been a part of her life. She is not active in the business at this time, but she has a life-to-death story with her son that was at that time 13 years old. And I don't want any of you to miss it. If you do, of course, you know that you can or have to miss it. You can go in on focusongrowth.com, and on the front page, at the bottom of the left side of the front page, it will say Advanced Lifestyle. When you click on that, you'll get a link for each one of the weeks that we do this. And on Monday, we didn't this last Monday, but generally on Mondays, we have them record the call. Now, also, Steve Crowfoot is recording the calls daily, or many of them, most of them, I guess. And that link is lifestylesupport.org, and you can go O-R-G, and you can go in and listen to them there. So you've got two options. Anyway, I just know that we need to spread the word. More and more people need to be introduced to this as quickly as possible for their benefit. Don't walk away from them Don't give up on them because they don't embrace it at the first comment. The more we say it, probably the more passionate we're going to become about what we're doing. And sometimes our excitement just what makes people look at us and roll their eyeballs too. But over time, these people, just like I've heard parts of it for years,
never was aware of the consequences that could be had by doing it, and aware of the consequences that would result more than likely if we didn't make these changes. So it's not about diet. It's just about how you feed your body in a healthy way. It is about making sure that we embrace the healthiest possible way of eating to put that last piece of the puzzle together. We've got great technologies. We all know that are using these products.
Char, this is Anita.
Anita, go ahead.
I wanted to say I didn't take blood work before I started this, but from last year when I did it to when I did it now this last week, and I've been doing this maybe 6 weeks, something like that, I'm down 50 points too on the my total cholesterol.
Wow.
But my triglycerides have gone up. And I was wondering why that would be, because it used to run 47 on the triglycerides and they were 89 this time.
Don't worry about it. I'll send you a link.
Okay.
About that, because that's exactly what happened to me, but the overall picture is that the cholesterol has come down.
Yeah.
And I'll send the link to you, Anita, and I think it'll explain it. I knew that I just needed to tweak, eat less cooked veggies, more raw, and increase my exercise. So after reading this thing, I think it'll make a lot of sense to you. You probably have a little more body chemistry like me.
I probably do.
Yeah. If you send that to me also, Mary Lou,
sure.
I'll shoot it out, because I think that's a question that several people are going to have. And also, is that referring to the oils, too? Is that involved in it?
I don't remember the oils. Maybe it is in there, and I just glanced over it because I've been pretty minimal on my oils. I don't need a lot of oils.
Okay, because I know that is a repeated question that's coming up in people's minds.
But Dr. McDougall certainly will tell you no oils, so it probably does have something to do with the oils.
But you're talking no fats, not just but no oils, right?
Right.
Including nuts and avocados and that kind of stuff.
Right.
Right.
I like that perfect health one. She advocates lots of avocados.
Yeah, that's like when you done mine. My triglycerides in April was 70, and then I've been on this program about 30 days, and my triglycerides jumped up to 109 in June the 20th, but in July they dropped back down again to 84. And that link that Mary Lou's got will explain all.
All right, thanks.
And
sure.
I know the controversy in using different books and even books that we have suggested. I knew that when I recommended it, because I had already spotted that in the Perfect Health, the Natural Way.
Yeah.
You're going to find this, and we're going to have to deal with it, guys. You're going to have to pick and choose what is the importance of it. And I know that we like our nuts, we like our avocados, and many of us do anyway. But even just cutting way back on the amounts, they don't have to be a major part of our intake like at times they were with me. I was eating more of them, especially if I'm aware that the consequences just aren't going to be as good. Or the consequences are going to be negative and the benefits are not going to be as good if we have more of it in. So it's a decision each one of us has to make. How important is the best health we can possibly have?
Well, you have to take into account where Mary Shearer comes from, too, because she's from South Africa, and they probably have lots of fruit and nuts down there and stuff. So.
Hi, Shaw. This is Way. Can I make a comment on oil?
Yes, go ahead.
It's Way. I did about 10 hours sort of like crush listening to these nutritional advice that dated back about 7,000 years old. And actually, sesame seeds, chewing it on rye, roasted sesame seeds, have a lot to do with cleaning up your blood cholesterol and cleaning up your veins. So keep that in mind. It's actually a good oil that you can actually clean up your vein and get rid of all, is actually attacking other bad cholesterol type of fat out of your body.
And that could maybe account for the up and down in doing it. Several of us are going down and studying with Dr. McDougall the first part of September, so you guys don't walk away from what you're hearing, because there are differences here that may seem basic to you or too wide a range. Not everything is life in life is totally, total simplistic. Our bodies are very complex, so we'll work through and we'll come back. That's why we named this the pilot study group. But there's thousands of people. Well, let's look at it this way. One of my really favorite quotes is, of the 5.5 billion people on the earth, 4 billion are already eating this way, and they're having the incredible benefits of not dealing with the major diseases that we have in this country. So that's a pretty significant number in the end, a very significant number. And so maybe it's as simple as just looking at how they're actually eating, and that's basically what we're doing.
And, so, you know, there is no individual in the world that is the same. So all you have to do is just, like, you know, pick your vice, like a smorgasbord, listen to your body. You know, like, I have very fast metabolic rate, so I have a hard time gaining once I lose the weight. So, you know, I have to choose food for me to maintain. But then, like, you know, Mary Lou and the other people who need to lose the weight and pounds, your food of choice can be different again, too. So you really listen to your body, because everyone's body structure is so completely different. So
we're coming from different places. Right now, we're in different states and in different situations. And so there is going to be variance, and it's going to appear that there is a great deal of differences in how we're saying this and what we're saying. And thank you, Wade. That was a really good way of putting it.
The other thing, too, Char, just real quick, is that Dr. McDougall isn't against fats and oils. What he speaks against, well, that he doesn't think is good for our body, is that when you take a fruit, a vegetable, something, and then you extract the oil out of it, and then you have made the difference in the oil that it is in the natural form that it is in food. So he's not against that I don't believe. It's just that what he's more against is taking the olive and pressing the olive and then put it in olive oil. And when you really look at any oil or any fat, just look at your calories. I couldn't believe it. I think it was a teaspoon or something of, I was up at a health food store yesterday and I went to the olive oil section and the coconut oil section and everything else. And those ran about 122, from any four, from 115 to 128 in one teaspoon of oil. So that's a heck of a lot. We don't realize it, but how much oil sometimes do we put on a salad or something like that, and we don't realize, and I think what Dr. McDougall's getting at is here, well, all of a sudden now we don't realize we might be adding 1,200 calories a day to our food by doing it through the liquid form of the fat instead of ingesting it in the olive or in the particular fruit or vegetable itself.
Very good comment, Monty. Thank you so
much. Well, but you also said nuts and avocados, so that's kind of a question in my mind.
And avocados is one of the highest rated, I don't know if it's a fruit or vegetable, whatever, it's one of the highest rated things that's got fat in it.
I think it's actually listed as a fruit because it grows on a tree. But and you're right. And see, you would not consume in naturally the amounts that you get when you've got a whole. It's like looking at eating the seeds of the apple separate, or eating them as with the whole apple. Total different effect on the body. Total different effect on the body and in the concentration levels that you're looking at. So we're not trying to make it confusing, guys, but the easiest way is if you just start out eating a lot more raw in your diet, next steamed of your vegetables, and your including then your starches in that, your grains, your legumes, you're going to have a whole different picture on how you feel, and your body's needs will immediately come up in realizing that when you're hungry, you're hungry. Be prepared. Have something with you that is healthy, a piece of fruit, veggies that you can consume, and you don't have to go to refined and processed foods. I mean, the bars, the snacks, all that stuff is really, really dropped in what we're eating. And I mean, I want it out. I want it out now, but it doesn't happen overnight. Always.
Char, one of the things that when you talked about your raw corn, I've been using that and just cutting cutting that the corn off of an ear, and I used it as a sweetener. Like I'll take and put my salad, and I'll put maybe a couple tablespoons of the raw corn kernels with my salad, and then you get a touch. It's so sweet. It gives you that little sweet taste.
That sounds wonderful.
It's just really, I've always loved raw corn, and now I can eat it. I mean, it's so neat.
Is there an easy way to get it off the cob?
Just cut it off.
With a knife?
With a knife.
If you've got the mandolin,
it splatters a little bit, but I cut it off, and then I also milk the, you know, because you don't get it all out.
Uh-huh. If you've got one of those mandolin slicers that you can set the depth of the, maybe with just the insert blades, it will slice off really nicely, and Jeannie showed me this trick last night. The one I happen to have has a V-blade instead of just an angled blade that you slice it on. Mandolin slicers is what they call them, or they have graters on them and different options. But, quite inexpensive tool. Mine's a little bit better grade because I use it a lot. I've had it for over 20 years, still on the same one, so pretty good use out of it. But she took the side of the plastic then and run the corn down through that, and she said, look, Char, that doesn't splatter nearly as much doing this. And she ended up taking hers off because it was easier for her to eat. And she just had it in a little dish. She ate her whole ear of corn before we even started dinner last night. And it was almost like creamed corn, but it was raw because she run it through the second time, just standing the edge of that cutter up. And on the plastic, scraping it over, it's not really a sharp edge by any means, but it just took the rest of it off the cob, and it was really good. So you could use lots of different tools, I'm sure, to do the same thing.
Thank
you. Experimenting. Pardon?
Thank you. I was going to say, you really don't need to cook corn. I've just been heating it in a little bit of water lately. I don't cook it at all. I just warm it up.
Yeah, we weren't even warming it, but the guys decided they wanted to, so they did the dip, and we had our
But in the salad, sounds okay. Putting in a salad sounds wonderful.
The salad idea is incredible. We are loving it. So I wish that I had planted it, about every 2 weeks for the last 3 months so we'd have a good rotation of it in the garden. And next year, we'll be down. But find the places that have the really, really sweet. And so when you get an ear, buy maybe just even one ear and use it for the salad. Cut off with the tip of it when you first get home. Keep it chilled because that will make a huge difference in retaining the sweetness of it. It doesn't turn to the starch the same way as it does when it's warmer. So, wow, guys, we've got a huge bank of fruits and vegetables to pull from at this time of the year. So really investigate. Get into the things that you've never used before. Go to markets that have a bigger variety and just try more because you'll see your taste buds expand dramatically. So, hey, we are way over. I hate to say last-minute questions or comments because you guys have given so much good information. So I'm just not going to say it, and I'm going to say thank you all for your incredible participation. Get out, spread the word. Every place we've gone, we've found people not everyone. I had one woman just give me the evil eye and turn her head and walk the other way in the grocery store the other day after interacting with her for probably 2 minutes. It's okay. So what? We're big people.
That's her problem, not yours, right?
Yeah, it is. And don't withdraw from other people because this happens part of the time. I mean, there's millions of people out there that are hurting. Look around and need to know what we have recently discovered. It's not new. It's millions of years old. But we do have answers for them. Simple, simple.